They'll trick you if they can. They'll make you think that means the world, the Muslim world that's to come, you know. Don't forget your share of the world. No, it's not world, it's not Ireland. It's dunya.
Yeah. Right.
And I remember learning a little Arabic song. It went like this. It dunya, hiya, hiya, wal aisha, hiya, hiya. And it went on like that, you know. It said, the world is what it is. The world is what it is. And life is what it is. Life is what it is. And I like that. I like that so much I never forgot it. I still, at home, I find myself sometimes cooking in the kitchen. And I, it dunya, hiya, hiya. Well, Aisha, hiya, hiya. Yeah. If you want to live, you better keep the two together. Yes, we thank God. God is most merciful all the time. We let our own ignorance, our own weaknesses mess us up so bad, mess our life up so bad. But then God, he doesn't say, well, I made, didn't I create all of them men and all of them women? Didn't I make all of them human, the same kind of essence? They don't have different essence, an inferior essence and a superior essence. I put the same essence in all of them. So, you know, if God wasn't merciful, he said, well, they didn't appreciate what I gave them. Right? And leave us to go to our own destruction. But God is so kind and merciful. And he doesn't let some shed others out of his favors. If others shut us out of the favors that God created us for, God will address others by way of revelation. God will address those others who are cheating us out of our life by way of revelation. And that scripture from Genesis to Revelation, from the first chapter in the Quran, Al-Fatiha, to the last in the Quran, the people call them Nas. Yes, that's the message. The message is that you have a life that God created, and you have riches deposited in your nature, deposited in the nature of your heart, the nature of your brain. God has deposited great wealth. And if you can bring the brain and the heart to work together and be decent and honorable, right by yourself and others, oh, those treasures are going to unfold. Those treasures are going to be discovered by you. And you're going to be successful in this life. You know, human beings need a win to succeed in life. People never had a win. All they had was a loss. Never a win. Oh, they can't succeed in life. So life, God wants you to know, before you're challenged by this world, before you have to struggle to get something in this world, God wants you to know you have wealth already, and that you're human. For he made every human to have wealth deposited in his human body and nature. The wealth of his intelligence and the wealth of his good moral nature. If you keep those two together working for you, your intelligence and your good moral nature, you're going to have good circumstances, materially speaking. But if someone impresses you with the idea that, oh, if I want money, I'm going to fail, because money corrupts. And if I give myself too much to this money, I'm going to lose my soul. No, if you don't get some money, others are going to have it, and they're going to rob you of your soul. They're going to create a world of material interests so fascinating that you're going to work two jobs. You're going to have all of your time taken up just trying to get a paycheck enough to pay your rent, pay for that car, pay for the living conditions that you want in your life that this world say is normal. Oh, it's normal to have a fine car. It's normal to be able to pay your rent. It's normal to have a nice TV, big TV, and a thick carpet. Oh, that's normal. That's normal life. How do they say that? When you look at television, that's what you see. They don't show, unless they're showing you some criminal or showing you some film to tell you that this person had bad circumstances. These are bad conditions. The society ought to address these conditions. But when they're showing you life, they don't show you poverty. They show you good conditions. Nice homes. Nice material things in the home. Somebody dressed nicely. Coming from a nice place or going to a nice place. Getting on a plane and you can't get on one. That's the life they show you. So television makes us believe that it's normal to have all those things. So if I don't have them, then I'm going to feel free to do something abnormal to get the normal. So I'll go and rob somebody. I'll go and sell drugs. I'll do wrong so I can get what is normal for me. Huh?
Yes, sir.
So see how dangerous this world is?
Yes, sir.
It gives you big expectations and show you the material world, how great it is. But want you to believe that to put your heart on this will corrupt your soul. So I've heard that Christians in our family, in our race, down in Southland, say they could be heard singing. You could have this whole world, but just give me, then you know. Okay, I don't want to say who, because I don't think it makes no difference what the name is. It just means give me somebody else to carry my burden. You can have the whole world, just give me. Man, you know what it is. Man. I don't want to say it. I have too much respect and love for that person to use his name in this way. So that attitude is accepted by many of us, and we don't even know we have accepted that attitude. We have accepted that attitude that let the white race, let the Palestinians, let the Arabs, let the Indians come into the black neighborhood, and let them have the money, let them run the stores, and they can have all of it. Just give me, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, you're right.
We got to put a stop to that.
All right, Father. Yes, sir.
And God has given us plenty of help in both books.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I have to convince you that the Jew got some help that helps him to know that money is important. You know, and if you think about the Christian world, you should know that they don't need any help to believe that money is important. But when you look at the typical black community, we need some help.
Yes, sir.
I don't know exactly the neighborhood that powerful lady, African American lady, who just outstripped everybody in her business, Oprah Winfrey. I don't know the neighborhood that she was raised up in, but I know the neighborhood I was raised up in. And occasionally I go back to it just to look at it so I don't forget. And I go back there and I see the same neighborhood. They're different people, but they look like the same people I saw when I was a child. They're loafing around on the corner, hanging around the liquor store, hanging out with each other, wasting that time talking nothing, foolishness, foolish pleasures, sinful pleasures, sharing drinks and sharing smoke. Same old neighborhood. I don't see any change for our economic dignity. That's hurting. That's painful. So we have to accept that the life is one complete whole. You are not just spirit, you're spirit and flesh. You are not just invisible, you're invisible and visible. But you need to know your abstract self, because your abstract self is more powerful and really is more you than your concrete self or your visible self, your picture, your meat, your flesh picture. It's more important. It's the house. You have to have the house to live in, your flesh body. And it's for you, God says, that he made us as a plant, meaning the parable of plant life. The human life is a parable of plant life. Right. Now, when you look at plant life, you see its body, whether it's corn, an apple tree, whatever it is. You look at it and you see its body. It could be a small, as mentioned in the scripture, mustard plant. The mustard seed is a parable given in the New Testament, attributed to Jesus Christ, where he told his people, if you had strength so much as a grain of mustard seed, if you had faith so much as a grain of mustard seed, and you know how the saying goes, that faith can move mountains. So faith can be very powerful. So if you had faith so much as a grain of mustard seed, and we know one little mustard seed, I have taken care of God. My mother, when I was a boy, she had me take care of God. A mustard seed is so small that if you have some on your hand like this, the plant, and it's a little windy, you better hold them tight. Because they're so small and light that if the little wind hit them, it might blow your mustard seed out of your hand. But that little small mustard seed brings up a bush. Yeah. I know your mustard greens, you all eat mustard greens. Yes, it brings up a bush called the mustard green. Good, the bush. And about, 2.5-3 feet high? And it can branch out and become very big, that little mustard seed. And if you don't water it, and it begins to start to get dry, it droops like a poor man. Start to look like a poor man with a lot of problems. That mustard plant will droop, become flimsy and sad looking. Now you've given it all the material it needs. It ain't missing no material. It ain't missing nothing but some water. And you give it the water, oh, and it just stiffens out. Sometimes you can give it water and watch it and your own eyes can see it stiffening up, filling in the spaces inside and becoming beautiful again. Beautiful again. Now, that water is a symbol or something that God speaks through that represents your spiritual life. Your spiritual life. So if you don't get spiritual life into your flesh body that's visible, the life, whether you see it or not, it droops. You know, so you'll be putting the regular water, H2O, into your body, and we won't see the flesh drooping and looking like it's dying. But your eyes will tell us, will give us a picture of you. And though we're seeing the physical body look like unchanged, we'll see you looking droopy. We'll see you dying. Huh? Those with the life will see you droopy, drooping, and dying. Lacking in energy, lacking in motivation, lacking in aggressiveness necessary for meeting the obstacles in life. Huh? We will see that. So the two have to come together. You have to have both. You have to have food for your spirit and your soul, and you have to have food for your physical flesh and your neighborhood. Yes, and your neighborhood. God gives us a parable in Scripture, and this is in the Quran. He says that a parable of the resurrection is that of a housing community. Say, and you look at the housing community, and the houses have deteriorated, and their roofs are caving in. But renewal comes to that neighborhood, and he says, likewise, the resurrection. So God, and this also is in the Bible, if you know how to find it, that attention to both the material community and the spiritual life. So God doesn't want us to just have spiritual life. God wants us to have success on this earth. You can't, your soul is born to be both material achieving and spirit achieving. To achieve both material and spirit. Your soul is born to be that. So if you don't achieve materially, you will feel burden on your soul, and you might not be able to identify your burden.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call our right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.